This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On the River Islands guest line, he was with the 49ers as an offensive lineman for the last couple seasons, and he doesn't just join us on the radio show, but we can see him on YouTube as well if you guys want to hop over there and take a look at none other than John Feliciano, who joins us now on 95.7 The Game. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic.
Doing great.
Yeah, what are you up to, man? What's cooking?
Just got home a little bit ago. I've been trying to get my farm going. I got a little farm out in Knoxville. Currently making a enclosed garden, so I've been getting my ass kicked out here. It's can I curse? Sorry, can I curse?
No, but if
okay.
You do, yeah,
get
if you do, our YouTube audience will love it if you do, though.
Yeah, it's real hot out here in Knoxville, dude. So I've been getting baked in the sun, so it's been a fun few weeks here.
Yeah, fun for us out here as we all start to get ramped up for another NFL season. 49ers have some questions on the O-line we'll get to in a minute. But first, can we just look at last year? What happened to the squad to go from the Super Bowl to have a kind of a disappointing 6-11 year?
Yeah, man, I think just, you know, injuries obviously played a big role in that. And I obviously see a lot of stuff online, and I'll tell you, it's not the stretching. I think it's just, you know, that team has been deep in the playoffs for, you know, many years, and it's kind of, you know, I think last year was kind of like finally the dam broke. And everyone was getting hurt.
I'd love to dig into that a little bit there, John. When you say I see a lot of stuff online, what do you see people say about last year's 49ers that you think is inaccurate?
Well, I was just touching on that new stuff that they're saying that they have a sucky strength coach and whatever. But you know, DP, he does a great job out there. One of the best I've been around. And no one, at least not anywhere else I've been, prioritizes player health and you know, is really on their business like DP out there.
So, John, do I take from all of that that you feel like last year was sort of circumstantial in some sort of a way, and you like the Niners' chances to bounce back this year? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that how you feel?
I think they're going to – I mean, they're in a great position to win the division. I mean, obviously you got to go out there and do it. But, man, you think about everyone coming back. Trent's going to come back and be Trent like he always is. Christian's looking great. I'm, like, super excited for Christian to go out and play. As soon as – you know, Christian loves he's uber competitive, and I know all the doubt that people are having. I know he's not constantly on Instagram or Twitter, but you definitely feel that a little bit. And I can't wait to see what he does, because he'll probably have another year like he had in 23.
Yeah, didn't play a ton last year, so he should be a little bit fresher. When you look back at last year and their inability to establish the run like they normally do, where would you pinpoint that as the reason beyond just not having CMC?
Banks was hurt. You know, he was dealing with some things all camp and all season. We lost Trent. I was out. Pooney was a rookie. He played very well as a rookie. But you know, offensive line is a collective thing. And sometimes where you don't have the reps with a guy, you know, things might look a little weird. I think this year I'm excited to watch what they do this year.
John Feliciano is joining us on Withered and Dibbs 95.7 The Game on YouTube as well. John, of course, an offensive lineman with the team the last couple of years. John, I'm sure you hear this also. A lot of people will point to, and some of it was most of it was out of the 49ers' control, a lot of family things going on, but then some of it was all of the contract drama. To what level did last year's off season affect the season?
Yeah, I mean, contracting—that's a crappy situation. Obviously, you're behind your players, and you want them to get all the money they can get. But. Usually it does affect people's playing, but I've never seen someone miss all training camp and come week one and ball out like Trent did. But probably, injuries played a factor. That probably, missing training camp or not getting the same kind of reps that he gets to have, that probably hurt him a little bit. It's not as big as a distraction as you would think. But obviously you would like to have all your guys there.
Less of a distraction, and perhaps it's more about the cohesiveness that you talked about. Is that the biggest reason to have, especially the offensive line, all in camp so you can start to get to know exactly how each other are going to play at all times?
Yes, it makes more of a deal if it's a new line. Trent and Aaron played next to each other for, I guess, three or four years, whatever it was. So they're fine. But if you're coming into a new team and you don't get to have those reps, that will really mess with you.
Niners offensive lineman the last couple of years, John Feliciano is with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. John, you played for four teams in your career. How did you like playing for Kyle Shanahan? How would you describe that?
Oh, I loved it, man. I would say he has the longest meetings I've ever been around, and it took me a second to get used to that. The first time I was like, "Jesus, dude, you just want to talking," but then you put your ego aside, and you're like, "Oh shit, I gotta stop cursing." You put your ego aside, and you're like, "Oh crap, he's actually spewing knowledge right now," and even though it might be a little lengthy. It's usually you learn a lot. So I loved my 2 years there, and I loved getting to know Kyle and all the guys and coaches. Chris Furster is one of the kind of guy. I love being in that room with him every day.
And as an offensive lineman, we hear a lot about the intricacies of the Shanahan offense. Is it more difficult to be an offensive lineman in that system?
It's very different. It definitely took me a little bit to get used to. From my past teams, we did a lot of pin and pull kind of things or smash mouth duo and double teams. And when I got over to San Francisco, the way we were doing things, I was just like, it was so foreign to me. And then it probably clicked probably the last, week or two of training camp. And I was like, oh crap, like you can get so much movement by just running in this offense. Now I'm out here training guys in Knoxville, and I'm like, dude, just run off the ball, is good. Like I've totally flipped the way I think of offensive line play now, and it's been I love going back to some of my other guys and talk about the way they do things, and it's just like watching people's heads spin. Like, it's very different, but you can see kind of the rest of the league is kind of switching to some of that Kyle Shanahan offense kind of things. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of disciples. Obviously, you know, the Packers run that. The Lions run, they're a little bit more physical in their way they do it. You know, the Dolphins, there's a lot of the NFL is moving towards that kind of offense.
Nice pivot. You're getting used to using the word crap, John. That's good. we like that. Hey, but speaking,
I got
of
you. Only two beats so far. Yeah, we're good. No more.
We're good. We set the over under at 3.5. We're fine for the moment. But no, I like when you talk about Kyle Shanahan and that offensive line. I don't even know if you know this. There was a lot of focus from the fan base about this year's offensive line, and I think people were thinking that in the draft, especially, the Niners would do more to bolster that offensive line. And now Kyle is dealing a little bit with a perception that maybe he doesn't value enough the idea of really focusing on that offensive line. Do you buy that concept?
No. I mean, Kyle understands the offensive line more than a lot of the coaches I've been around. I think they've really believed in Bartsch. I believe in Bartsch as well. Unfortunately, he's been, you know, banged up here recently. Zakel, they have Zakel as a good backup interior guy. And I mean, Pooney, you can see Pooney took off last year. They obviously know when to pick guys. Pooney is he's going to be a very, very good player for a very long time. I know Colton gets killed a lot, but Colton's, I believe, a really good right tackle. And Jake is obviously I saw the stuff on Twitter of, oh, put John in center, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'd much rather play guard in this system. I will play center if I have to, if Jake gets hurt. But I'm not trying to deal with all those moving parts and making the call every play. That's very stressful, and I enjoyed my time playing guard for that team.
Trent Williams, 37 years old. I don't know how many more years he can do it, but how is he at this advanced age still able to get out there? And, you know, you were talking about it. The movement needed in this offensive scheme is such that everyone's got to move. How is Trent able to still do it at this age?
I don't know. it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That dude is still so dang fast. Like, I remember, so I was obviously hurt when he came back, but I was in the training room, or not the training room, I was in the weight room getting some conditioning in. And I remember looking over my shoulder, and it's Trent. And I was like, oh, crap. Well, first off, you look good. Like, well, you obviously been doing stuff. But, you know, we had a little conversation, and I've been using some of the things he told me to stay in shape and stay ready just in case something happens. But he is a Hall of Fame player. I know I'm guessing he'll probably play till he's 40. I think he wants to be the first offensive lineman to do that. I think he plays until he doesn't want to play anymore.
John Feliciano is with us here on Withered Dibs 95.7 The Game. You sort of touched on it there, John. Are you retired, or are you maybe not retired?
I'm retired for about 28 teams.
Oh,
there's a handful of teams that I would love to come back to. Really, San Francisco is definitely number one. So when I decided to retire back in February, it was just I think it was just an emotional response to just the year I had last year. It was really hard to sit out the whole year. you know, you kind of feel just worthless going into work every day, just trying your hardest to get back. And then, you know, your team is losing. They can obviously use you at the point where it was like the, I think it was right before the Bills game. It was like they had to make the decision if they're going to move me up or down. And, I mean, Kyle, John, and Firster, they're top-notch dudes, and they supported me every step that I had to take last year. And I would love nothing more than to make it up to them and come back and help it out.
So what have they told you? Have they told you to stay, you know, keep your phone on?
You know, I don't know. I'll let my agents handle that. I've talked to Firster here and there randomly throughout, just because, you know, we got a great relationship. And to be honest, I just love messing with them. So I would call them just to talk crap and then hang up just to get them. And I love getting Fur, like, angry, like to the part where he's not super angry, but like tiptoeing and then kind of get out of Dodge. but, you know, things happen throughout the season. People get hurt. And I'll be ready just in case.
I love it. Gardening and working out is sounds like the plan for John Feliciano right now.
Dude, 80-pound cement bags are terrible. I've been having to miss so many of those.
But they keep you in shape, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the old school workout. Hey, John, the talk today has been about the kicker, Jake Moody, who went 5 of 6. He's been much maligned in his short time with the 49ers. Is the kicker really that part of the team, or is the kicker and the punter, are they kind of off to the side when you get in the locker room?
No. They're part of the team. Jake's a good dude, man. I wish the best for him. Obviously, he had some struggles, and I think we're going to be past that. You know, it's all a mental thing with kicking. He has the leg. He has the power, the accuracy. So I'm all behind him, wishing him the best.
John, I want to ask you about Brock Purdy and what your impressions were of playing alongside him and how you would put into words the misconceptions about him, if there are any.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I signed with San Francisco, I didn't know much about him. I knew that he was going to be the starter. I knew he played well down the stretch. But, you know, when I'm watching film, when I was on the Giants, when I was watching the film, we played likewise teams. I'm not watching any throws. I'm watching O-line versus D-line stuff. And it wasn't until whenever he got in during camp, probably, you know, later in camp, I was like, oh, this guy's a dog. And, you know, having the season he had last year and the year before, my 2 years I was with him, it's kind of like reminiscent of me being with Josh's, you know, second, third, and fourth year, Josh Allen. Obviously, they're two different type of players, where Josh is 6'6", 6'5", 2 whatever, big boy, and can run and throw balls like through a wall. Brock got his wheels as well, as I think he showed off last year a lot. But Brock's ability to, well, first off, it was hard to get to know Brock my first year there, because this dude's head was always down in a playbook. So like I would have to mess with him, like, hey buddy, like, look up. Like, he's just constantly looking down, studying, reading the scripts. Brock's going to be a really good player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
For a very long time, I have them top 5 to 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, if he can continue to be that, then this team can go places. One more about Brock. The story goes that he bought the old lineman Toyotas. Were you in on the Toyota giveaway?
Oh yeah.
What'd you get?
I was surprised. But yeah, he called me. He was like, "Hey." Because at this point, I wasn't in the building. And he was like, "Hey, we got you a Christmas present." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then, you know, it's a freaking nice truck. I'll tell you that, man. It's great.
Is it helping?
I tried to get Brock to get me the new. There's a new truck. I posted on my Instagram. "Hey, I'll come back, Brock, if you give me this one."
Okay. So,
no word on that one yet. No we'll see word. What happens.
Are you using the one you got now for putting the farm
every
together?
Day? Dang near every day. Oh,
there
yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Nice.
John Feliciano is with us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, what's this podcast that we keep hearing about that you got coming out?
Oh, you
out?
See, I just dropped it. We just dropped a little thing on my Instagram. It's called Not Our Fault Podcast. It's me and my buddy Jamil Douglas. We actually roomed together at IMG before the combine. And we ended up playing together in Buffalo for a little bit and then a little bit on the Giants as well. He's one of my best friends. And yeah, we're going to go over O-line play. We're going to focus on the Niners, Bills, and I think the Patriots as well. Those would be like our top three teams. We'll obviously go over, the Eagles O-line or some of the better O-linemen. But we're just going to teach these people what O-line play really is, and when a quarterback misses a read on a scat and he gets whatever Richardson's finger broke or whatever it is, and they try to blame the offensive line, it wasn't our fault. You know what I'm saying? It's scat protection.
Not our
the
fault.
Right,
I love
doing
it.
What he's supposed to do.
Yeah. That phrase comes up in my house all the time. Not my fault. So I get it. All right, John. Like three real quick hitters. First of all, our YouTube audience. I'm seeing a lot of people say you look like a burly Klay Thompson. Have you ever gotten that before?
When I wasn't playing for Oakland, it was nonstop. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you've heard this before.
Yeah, I had a fade back then, so I looked a little bit more like him. Actually, it's funny. My rookie year, when they still had the rookie symposium, we went out there and we had to do like a community service thing, and all the kids were like, "Are you Klay Thompson's brother?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I ended up FaceTiming one of my buddies, and he pretended like he was Klay. I put his name in my phone as Klay. And like he was talking to the kids like he was Klay Thompson.
I love it. By the way, speaking of the kids, I want to let you tell everybody real quick. I guess what, 5 years running now, you're doing some things with the students at your alma mater in Florida?
Yeah, we had our back-to-school backpack giveaway. We gave away almost 500 book bags to needy kids in the area.
Love it, man. Yeah. Love it. And then the last of my three quick hitters is, dude, you've been a ton of fun to talk to, and I want to know if you'd be interested in doing this again.
I got nothing but free time, so hit me up. I'll be around.
Well, all right. Yeah, we're gonna hold you to that statement then. Hey, John, really fun to get to talk to you, and who knows, man, maybe you end up back on the Niners this year, but But good luck with the pod, and we'll hope to talk to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.